The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. We're to Saturday once again. I'm Andy Brownell, and of course I am with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Hello, Robin.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying, once again, I said it last week, the extension of summer.
Well, I just have to tell you, I could have predicted it because yesterday was my birthday. And for whatever reason, I always get sunny and 80 on my birthday at the end of September. I'm not kidding. I can go back through all my birthday pictures and sometimes it's like 50 the day or two before. I mean, it's like crazy, but I always get sunny and 80. So
if you have outdoor plans.
Yeah, my flowers.
Robin's birthday.
I always tell people if you're going to get married in the fall, pick September 26th if that's a weekend. But all my flowers at my house look so beautiful. I'm like, my God, they started in Mother's Day, so like beginning of May. So I've basically had beautiful flowers May, June, July, August, 5 months, five full months of flowers.
That is nice. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. So I'm older, just one day older, one day smarter, I hope. One year older.
I'm jealous about the weather thing. I have a December birthday.
Usually, 78 and sunny. No,
it's usually, you know, there's a pretty good chance it's going to be bone chilling cold.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're going to have to travel on your birthdays from now on, bud. Somewhere warm.
I got to ask you a question. This is me being naive about the real estate business. Okay. I saw headlines this week about an outfit called Compass. To be honest with you.
Never heard of them?
I think I'd heard of them, but I really don't know anything about the company. And what is this all about, this big merger?
Yeah, so Compass is one of those brokerages that they don't actually have brick and mortar. They don't have, you know, offices and buildings. They have all their agents working online, like EXP, and there's a couple of them, right? And that works for some people, but then there's those old fashioned people like me who like to go into the office and sit face to face with the clients and actually sign ink on paper. I know I'm a dinosaur, but so Compass just acquired Anywhere. And you might say, I've never heard of Anywhere,
right.
But Anywhere is a big blanket company for brands such as Coldwell Banker, Century 21. I mean, quite a few. So now, I mean, you've heard me many, many times say that RE/MAX was the largest brand, you know, the most agents. We had 140,000 and the most volume. Now, with this big merger, I don't even know if I call it a merger. They just bought him up because I think from what I've read, Anywhere wasn't doing great financially. So Compass came and bought him up. So that means these brands, Coldwell Banker, which we do have in Rochester, Century 21, which we do have in Rochester, Corcoran Group, we don't have, Sotheby's, well, we have an agent or two, but I'm not sure if she works out of the cities or Rochester, but small presence. Better Homes and Gardens, we don't have anymore, I don't think. Anyway, if we do, you know, none of these are the big players in our Rochester market. So it's not going to affect our market like it will affect some markets, but it almost feels like, you know, they're trying to have a monopoly. So many brands, so many agents, it's like, you've heard me talk about RE/MAX agents can sell their listings to other RE/MAX agents prior to advertising them publicly,
right?
Because we can do it within the brokerage. Well, when you start thinking about how big a brokerage could get, now clearly all 140,000 RE/MAX agents don't work at one brokerage, and we're only dual agents if we're at the same brokerage. So I don't know that it's that big of a deal, but I mean, it's a big deal. They're definitely going to be a big presence in some markets. It just doesn't happen to be ours. I did call some of the top producing agents at Coldwell Banker here in town and asked them if they felt like it was going to change anything for them. And they said no. And they said they would just hate to be the the executives at anywhere because it might change some things for them.
Oh, sure. Consolidation always does that.
But yeah, so they always, you know, they just try to make it into a bigger deal. But like I said, we don't even have Compass in Rochester, and most of these brands we don't have in Rochester. So it's not, I don't think it's going to change much of anything in our market.
And here, once again, my being naive, I had no idea that, you know, all these other brands, you call them, were essentially under one umbrella company. I still assumed that they were separate companies.
Yeah. It wasn't always called Anywhere. It was a different name when I worked at Coldwell Banker, but I can't, that's a lifetime ago.
Okay,
I can't remember. But yeah, that's, you know, sort of like you go to the mall and six of the stores are all owned by the same company.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. It's just kind of the way it does. But anyway. Yeah. So there you go. There you have it.
Okay.
That's the scoop on Compass.
Probably more than I needed to know.
All right.
From what you were talking about before we turned on the microphones for this morning's show, it sounds like you've had yet another busy week.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. Everybody said, did you do anything fun on your birthday? I said, I did. I had a really fun day. What did you do? I had four final walkthroughs. I had four closings, and I put my beautiful listing on Prairie Island Road in Winona under contract. So, yes, I had a great birthday, but then also had some dinner and family time with the kids and with my beautiful grandbaby. So no, it was perfect. It was perfect.
Excellent. And has anything really happened with interest rates in the aftermath of the Fed's announcement, or was it already kind of cooked into the rates?
Pretty much. You know, as soon as the talk about in the September meeting, they're going to lower the rates, we already started seeing the rates go down.
Right.
And I did have a client, a buyer, lock in this week on a 30-year VA loan for 5.75. I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
It does sound good.
Uh-huh.
So those folks who are eligible for VA loans might want to pay attention right now.
Then. Yes, they absolutely should. And sometimes they don't really have the best understanding of their benefits, and especially if they haven't used them in a lot of years. But I do have some lenders that are very, very up to speed on VA loans. So if anybody out there needs some guidance with that, call me and I can put you in touch with the right people.
I remember during the crazy, crazy days during the pandemic, a VA loan might put you at an advantage when, you know, you're getting
at a disadvantage.
I'm sorry, you're correct.
Yes, and that aggravated me so bad because I was like, this is a benefit that these people have received for being enlisted, right? And now it counts against them because the appraisers are fussier, the inspectors are fussier because everything's, you know, backed by the government. But yeah, no, I think that was one of the downfalls of that. But then again, tell you the truth, even conventional loans had a tough time because there were so many cash buyers in the market at the time. So it was just plain tough.
So with things being more normal now.
Yes.
Has it gone back to the VA loan is not putting you at a disadvantage?
Right. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes there are listing agents, and I am not one of them, but there are listing agents that do tend to tell their sellers that, if you can get conventional instead of FHA or VA, then that's the way to go. And what I will say is if you have any issues or concerns that might flag the inspector or the appraiser on your home, like let's say you've got broken windows, that doesn't fly. You've got chipped paint, that doesn't fly. You're missing your railing around your deck, that doesn't fly. But if I'm coming to your house and everything is perfect, not even perfect, but everything is acceptable, then I'm going to be like, there's no reason why you would turn away a buyer from VA or FHA. No reason at all. They're perfectly great loan products. And no reason to shy away from them. But I have seen it where I've written in multiple offers and I have been told by the agent on the other end that they chose a buyer that was conventional because they thought it would be easier to work with. But it's ignorance, because the truth of the matter is if you've got a pre-approved buyer working with FHA or VA and they're working with a reputable lender, I'm not one bit worried about that loan.
That's good to know. And As you pointed out, this is something these folks earned by their service to their country.
Correct. And the FHA, sometimes those are people that, you know, the interest rate's lower or they don't need as much down. I mean, there's reasons. And when we pair you up with a good lender, that lender is looking at your whole picture and deciding what the best product for you is. So when they recommend it and they tell me this person is 100% qualified to go with a VA product or an FHA product, okay, great. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Well, Robin, we got to skedaddle, take a quick break, come right back in a moment with more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results at Newstalk 1340 KROC AM at 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Okay, Robin, with the movement on the interest rates and the Fed chairman saying, I think there's going to be two more cuts.
Right.
Coming, right. at least two more.
Yep.
I imagine that's going to drive some sales.
Well, you know what I've always told you, that if we're looking at the whole picture, the whole real estate market across the United States, every time the rates drop by 1%, 1 million new buyers come into the market. Okay. So based on these numbers and these projections, the forecasters are saying that we will have roughly 10% more home sales in 2026 than we will have in 2025.
10% is a sizable increase.
It's a sizable increase. And I will tell you that my team in 2025 is doing well above 10% over what we did in 2024. But I do know that is not a snapshot of the market as a whole.
Right. And of course, if you're putting that many more people into the marketplace seeking to buy homes.
Yep.
You
competition gets tough. Prices go up. People start to settle for things that they weren't really looking for. All those things. You get back into the multiple offer situation. You know, a lot of factors. Oh, you want an inspection? Too bad, because the second set of buyers don't want an inspection. So whenever we have more demand and, you know, those buyers are out there willing to compete with each other, that's when things start to get all haywire.
And, you know, with this beautiful weather we're having right now, and I think it's forecast to continue into next week.
It is.
If you know, why not, right? Mm-hmm. Go have a look.
Have a look before that all happens, because truthfully, if you can go out there and get a house and you're not competing with anyone, we're still in a position where you can ask for something. You know, if it's that the house has a 25-year-old furnace, maybe you can ask for them to reduce the price enough to pay for a furnace or put one in. Or if it's, I mean, there's things, some closing costs or just wiggle room in the price. But we all know that when the competition gets, you know, much more aggressive, those things go away. And so if you can go out now and negotiate a better deal, not having to be in a multiple offer situation. I mean, there are some. I don't want you to think there's none, because there definitely are some. But there are still houses where I'm seeing people getting the sellers to pay some closing costs, getting the sellers to do some major repairs, you know, doing the inspection and being able to go back to the seller and saying, well, these are the five things the inspector found, and we want the seller to pay for them. And we're hearing a lot of, absolutely, we will do that. We want this deal to keep moving forward. So there's some real negotiating power. And like I said, those prices are going to go up. And then when you're in multiple offers, you're typically starting at asking price and above, right? So there's no deals to be had in that situation. So I'm telling you, it's still a really, really good time. And, you know, to your point, Andy, the weather's still fabulous. So it's still great to be out shopping for houses.
And part of this equation, when you're talking about, you know, lower interest rates coming, we're not talking about 3% interest rates. We're talking about modest reductions in the rates compared to where they are right now. So if you factor in that increase in competition and potentially multiple offers, whatever long-term savings you could have had from that modest reduction in the interest rate, it's probably getting baked into the sale price of the house.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Wow. Okay. When you sit down and have a chance to talk to somebody who might be interested in getting into the market to purchase, is this kind of the discussion you have when you're
usually after I can make this really clear to them. And believe me, I also emphasize, don't worry, I'm not being pushy, and I'm not ever going to push somebody into buying a house. Like when people tell me, oh, you are such a good salesperson, I'm like, please don't call me that. Like, I don't want to be a salesperson. I want to be your guide. I want to be your counselor. I want to be your advisor. I want to help you make all the right decisions and get to where you're going. You've heard me say this before, probably, but just think of yourself as climbing a mountain and you're like, oh, that's a lot. You look up at the top. But if you have a talented Sherpa for your mountain climb, you are likely to make it and make it alive, right? And make it and with less stress. So that's the way I view my role. It's like, I know real estate inside and out. I have 25 years of experience. I have been at the top of the heap for many, many, many years. And I'm always, you know, in the top 1% of RE/MAX nationwide. So I'm competing against agents in great big cities and big expensive home prices, and we're still selling the volume. It just takes us a whole lot more houses, right? So we've got the experience, I guess, is what I'm saying, is there's nothing that's going to come before me that I haven't seen before. And if it is the first time, guess what? I'm going to figure out how to dissect it, how to resolve it, and how to move forward. So when people come to me and I explain how the whole process works, and I promise that the last thing I'm going to be doing is pushing them into anything, and they believe me. They know I'm telling the truth. And I will always, always talk harder into talking somebody out of buying a house or paying a certain price or accepting a certain price. If I know it's not the right thing, that's when I'll speak up. Okay. But when we're out house hunting, you got to like the house. And then I've got to look at the numbers and tell you if the house makes financial sense, if it's a good investment, if you have any room to build equity in the future, what's it going to look like when it comes time to resell the property? I mean, those are the things that I've spent my years learning how to uncover, right? And how to explain. And when I tell people, it's kind of funny because I'll tell people, all right, with your house, this is how it's going to go down. We're going to price it here. We're going to do open houses in the first weekend. We're going to do a coming soon status. We're going to get into multiple offers. We're going to sell it. We're going to be closed within 45 days from today. And they're like, what? And I'm like, it's just that I don't have a crystal ball. I wish I did, but it's just that I've done it and done it and done it. And you know what it's going to turn out like. And I just love it. I had a closing yesterday that was, I helped them sell their house and buy a house. And they're like, both of those deals went exactly the way you told us they would. And we were so stressed out because we hadn't done this in 30 some years. And I said, that's what I like to hear. So, I mean, that's what I really, truly get the most enjoyment out of, is setting up someone's expectations for them, with them, so that they have a clear path of what it's going to look like to purchase this house or sell this house. And then at the end, when it's all over, to say, yep, we followed that path. It went just like I said it was going to. And look at how much stress came out of the picture because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, wow. All right, Robin, another break is in order. We'll do that, and we'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Thanks for listening on this Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results, as we are every Saturday morning. Robin, I know, I mean, you grew up in the Wabasha area.
I sure did.
You live in the Wabasha area, and I know it's been quite a few years now that you opened up that office right downtown in Wabasha.
Yeah, 2020, so 5 years.
Oh my gosh, it's already been 5 years.
5 years, isn't that crazy? And I'll tell you what, I am so glad that I did, because I've got a really great team that works over in the Wabasha office in the Wabasha area market. And we have really made our way into that market. You know, one of the things I've always been proud about with working with REMAX here in the Rochester market and surrounding towns is that REMAX typically dominates the market. You know, we typically are sitting at between 33% and 35% of the market share. So if you think about that, that means every real estate transaction that's done in our MLS, one out of three times there's a REMAX agent involved. So those are pretty impressive numbers, right?
Yes.
Considering how many agents are. Well, all right. In our 5 years, we are really starting to make our mark on the Wabasha market. And we have been sitting between 25 and 30% at any given time of the Wabasha market, which is a really big deal. So again, it's like one out of four times that you're buying a house in the Wabasha, Kellogg, Plainview, in that area, you're going to be working with a Gwaltney Group team member. And I love that. So if you are thinking about moving to Wabasha, buying a summer home, any of those things, I will tell you that right now there are 22 active houses in the Wabasha market. And in the last 6 months, there have been 28 homes that have closed. So it shows like, oh, that's pretty close to having 5 months of inventory. But it just breaks down by price like anything else, right? And so the houses that are between 200 and 300, they're taking less days to sell than maybe the ones that are 500 to 600 or 600 to 700. But anyway, so if we can obviously help you anywhere in Southeast Minnesota, but I do feel like we can safely call ourselves the area experts for the Rochester market as well as the Wabasha market. People love Wabasha. Hey, as a matter of fact, since I'm talking about Wabasha, I am going to give a plug to a fundraiser that is taking place this afternoon in Wabasha in this beautiful day. I mean, if you have nothing better to do, come over to Wabasha. We're having this event called Taste of Wabasha. And because I'm a board member at the National Eagle Center, I thought I might just take a minute and make a quick plug.
Absolutely.
We had enough room for 200 people. And I think the last I knew, we had sold like 140 tickets. So there are still tickets, and it's $100, and it's going to support the Eagle Center during the tough months in the winter when we don't get as much traffic. And it's called Taste of Wabasha, so it's pretty self-explanatory. We've got the food will all be set up outside by our outdoor area, which is beautiful. And we've got the Harbor View is bringing food, Slippery's, Urban Arrow, the pub, the coffee shop in Wabasha. Some of the local gardeners, they sell their fruits, their fresh fruits and vegetables, are doing a tray with fruits and veggies. I mean, there's going to be a wide selection, and you just walk around and fill your plate up and taste, and then, of course, vote. And then we've got some silent auction items, a live auction with some items. We've got some raffle tickets. We've got live music outside. We've got a pianist inside. We've got live pictures with live eagles. So if you're looking for something fun to do between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. today, I just gave you a great idea.
So can you get the tickets through their website?
Right. Yeah, you probably can, and you can get them there as well. Yeah, I think you can still buy them online, and you can get them at the door as well. So
that is quite the place, the Eagle Center.
It
amazes me that how it's a gorgeous facility, and it's right next door to us.
Right. And that's why a lot of Rochester people have really close ties to Wabasha, because they do come and spend their weekends in Wabasha, whether it's on their boat at their second home or if it's in the campground. A lot of people have, you know, campers that they permanently park for the summer and they're down on the weekends. And so I feel like our town, our population grows quite a bit in the summertime.
Oh, I bet it does. All those river towns are like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have fond, fond memories of Wabasha. That's, I mean, we would launch our boat out of Reed's Landing.
Yay!
And go up where the Chippewa comes into the river and hang out in that area.
I can see that. I can see where the Chippewa feeds into the Mississippi from my bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
From my deck. But yeah, I spend a lot of time in Reed's Landing and I spend a lot of time in Wabasha. I mean, in Rochester. I go back and forth because, you know, I used to spend more time there when my parents were alive. But now, sometimes on long, busy days, it's just as easy to stay here. So I'm all over.
You got that grandkid here, too. So
I do. You got it. You got that right.
All right, Robin. All these things we've talked about today, how do they get a hold of Robin Gwaltney if they want to talk about real estate and maybe buying and selling?
Absolutely. Anything I can do to help. Seriously, let me be your guide, answer all your questions, give you direction, help you set up a game plan. My phone number is 507-259-4926. And not only do I welcome your calls, I look forward to them.
All right, Robin. Thanks again. And we'll talk to you on another Saturday for sure.
All right.
Look forward to it.
All right. Robin. Thanks.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.